Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, well, good morning, everybody. I am so happy to see so many folks here with us today. I want to start by recognizing those that are with me, our government leaders here. We have Mayor Byron Brown, our great majority leader in the Assembly, Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes, Kim Minkle, the executive director of the NFTA, and Robin Tastian, who is a transit-dependent rider, all of whom you'll be hearing from. The Metro Rail is a critical part of our transportation infrastructure, carrying over 4.5 million riders per year. And in 2017, it did just that. It's one of the reasons that the University of Buffalo located its brand new $375 million Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences on Main Street in the city of Buffalo. It's why we're seeing new student and professional housing on Main Street. People want to live and work in walkable and accessible neighborhoods. When you live and work on the Main Street corridor, you have quick and affordable access to downtown, to UB South, to the medical campus, and much, much more. But LaSalle Station, where we are here today, and the rest of the Metro Rail has been showing its age. This station was first opened over 30 years ago in the mid-1980s. Since then, there hasn't been a lot of work done, and there's not been a dedicated stream of state funding for the system's capital needs, forcing the NFTA to spread their dollars even thinner. That is a starting point in making an impact on the system's operation. In the fiscal year 2013, the system boasted an impressive 95% on-time rating. In just 5 years after that, that number has actually decreased to 85% on time, due in very large part to the upkeep and maintenance issues that have not been funded. That takes away from the bus and paratransit operations as well. And that's not what we want our leaders at the NFTA doing, taking from one area of funding just to fund another area and to maintain the system's operation. This year, after years for calling for change, we were able to secure $100 million that is going to go toward increasing the ridership, improving the infrastructure that has been aging for over 30 years, and putting in place a system that we can all be proud of, not just the riders, but all Western New Yorkers in Buffalo and beyond. That has been announced, but we're here today to explain further what riders are expected to see. This is taxpayer money, and we want to make sure that folks know where their money is going, especially when, in the case of the Metro Rail, a lot of this can't be seen at first glance. There are certain projects that will be going on for the next 5 years. Track replacement, which includes both rail and concrete track bed. Catenary and insulary replacement, which are the actual electrical lines that hang above the trains. Station panel liner replacement, which are the metal panels you see down in the tube section of the station and which we'll see firsthand shortly. Other things are going to be taking place throughout the next 5 years, but are going to be identified as immediate areas of need that will be funded. Escalator replacement, like the project going on right here. Train control system replacement. Ventilation replacement. Video surveillance upgrades. Public address system replacement. Regardless of how long these projects may take, each and every one of them are critically important to ensuring that the riders have a system that's not only dependable and reliable, but one that they can be proud of and is functioning at a level that people in our community rightfully deserve. According to the NFTA, there are communications and train control systems that are so outdated that replacement parts aren't even available anymore. That just goes to show you how desperately needed these repairs are. Light rail track in some areas has rusted beyond repair, while concrete track bed is crumbled, surface rail is cracked, and interior panels are peeling and rusting. It's not the image we want visitors to see, and it's certainly not the system that riders in our community deserve. With this funding that we will be passing in the coming weeks, we're finally going to begin to reverse the trend and get Metro Rail back on track. Oops.
Whoops. Spectrum.
You know, I'm Irish. I'm speaking with my hands, though. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, now it's the whole production.
Okay. All right, should I start from the top? All right. Well, we also want to see that this funding, while critical for safety improvement, also brings another benefit. It better positions the NFTA to compete for federal funds through the Federal Transit Administration Capital Investment Grant Program. We know how critically important being able to go after those funds are. And with the funding that we have secured, not on top of the $100 million commitment from Governor Cuomo, we also have a $6 million commitment of funds that's going to go toward leveraging the federal dollars to complete the project between the University at Buffalo North Campus in Amherst and the University at Buffalo South Campus in the city of Buffalo that will create interconnectivity of this system between the suburbs and the economic energy that all of those thousands of students will bring into our city and the downtown corridor. That project is a $1.7 billion project that will put thousands of people to work over time and will ensure that this critical investment and transformational investment on a generational perspective will be implemented right here in the city of Buffalo and in Western New York. So I'm so proud of this team of people that worked collectively to deliver the message to Albany that Western New York deserves our fair share. And as we're investing billions of dollars in other areas of the state, we need to look at how we can invest billions of dollars right here in Western New York. And I have to recognize Governor Cuomo for heeding our call, for listening to us, for working with us, and making this commitment of generational proportions to our infrastructure right here in Buffalo and in Western New York. And I'm so proud to stand here with my colleagues in government, and it's a great honor to introduce you to our mayor, Mayor Byron Brown. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Senator Kennedy. Yes, let's give Senator Kennedy a round of applause. Thank you very much, Senator Kennedy. It's certainly a pleasure to be here with you this morning and Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, Kim Minkle, the Executive Director of the NFTA, and one of our Metro riders. This is an important announcement, and I want to thank Senator Kennedy for his great leadership and advocacy to secure $100 million for the NFTA in the state budget. Senator Kennedy's role as chair of the Senate Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure certainly is paying dividends for this community. I want to thank Governor Andrew Cuomo, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, and Senator Kennedy for making sure that Buffalo and Western New York is getting its fair share of resources. In this case today, our fair share of transportation resources. We know that there are many people in our community who depend on NFTA Metro to be able to get to work, to be able to get to school, to be able to get to medical appointments, and for too long, the repair needs at the NFTA Metro were unfunded. That has ended to a substantial degree with this $100 million plus that is being allocated. Let me say it's also great to be here at LaSalle Station along the Metro Rail, which goes from the UB South Campus all the way to Canal Side. The city has dubbed that as the Knowledge Corridor. We see this corridor that we're on as a tremendous opportunity if properly invested in and if transportation is supported in the right way to grow more jobs for this community, more health care, employment and services for this community, and to populate neighborhoods along the rail with more residents who want to work downtown, who want to work at the medical campus, who want to work and visit Canalside. So this is an important day. I thank Senator Kennedy again for his great leadership. Thank Assemblywoman and Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes for her support of resources like this coming back to Western New York. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much, Mayor Brown. I'm so proud to stand with Mayor Brown, and this city in our greater community is seeing this renaissance under your leadership. We are so proud to call you our friend and leader. Thank you for everything that you do for all of us. Next, it's such a great privilege and pleasure to introduce you again to our leader in the legislature, someone who needs no introduction. However, let me just say this. When it comes to getting things done in the city of Buffalo and Western New York, nothing happens in Albany without having her fingerprints on it, delivering for our community. It is such an honor to have her at my side in Albany, fighting for our community and helping to deliver. And by no means was this funding possible without the tremendous leadership of our majority leader, Crystal Peoples-Stokes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you very much. And it's an honor and a pleasure to stand with such great people who are doing great things in our community. But I do have to point out that the senator was already a super hard worker, I mean, leaving no stone unturned. But once he became chair of the Transportation Committee, that just really increased his workload. And I'm so glad that he stood right up to it. At every moment during the negotiations, at every conversation in Albany, he was right there. Not just as the chair for the entire state, but more importantly as the chair who focused on the community where he's from, Western New York. So I'm honored to have him as a working partner in Albany. And without question, our city would not be moving as quickly and as progressively as it is if not for the leadership of Mayor Byron Brown. So I'm certainly honored to always work with him. I want to thank Kim Minkle for her work that she's been doing at NFTA, as well as the young lady who's joining us here as a rider. There are tons of riders who need access to not just the equipment to get up and down Main Street or across the city on buses, but they need those trains and railways to be in good condition. No one wants to be on a train that stops, and they don't understand why that happened. No one wants to get on an escalator that doesn't work. And so for decades in Western New York, we really had the wrong economic development model. We really kind of focused on building things outward instead of focusing on building things inward. That has changed over the last decade. And so now, instead of focusing our infrastructure resources on roads, we need to be focusing our infrastructure resources on public transportation. That is the method that people of the future are more interested in using. And there are literally tons of people who right now use it, and that's only going to grow. And so the growth of our city can't just be about new housing development. It can't just be about new streets and sidewalks. It also has to be about new public transportation. And so the opportunity to expand this out towards the North Campus is exciting. I look forward to that progression. I had the pleasure of being with Amherst Town Supervisor Brian just a few days ago in Albany as he laid out the strategy for what happens with the Boulevard Mall. All of that ties into the new dynamic that's going on in Buffalo and Western New York that's focusing on transit-oriented development. And this today is an example of that. I also want to add my gratitude to Governor Cuomo, because even when a lot of us didn't think it was possible for Buffalo to grow into its own, he did. And he not only did that with words, but he did that with resources. And so I want to thank him again for adding his voice to ours on this topic of $100 million for capital work at the NFTA. Lastly, I will say this. A lot of people try to compare us to New York City. Don't compare us to New York City. We don't have 8 million people living in one area, but we do have 1 million people, and they deserve just as much infrastructure. They deserve just as much taxpayer dollar support as they do in New York City. And this year, that changed. And if it changed this year, you can be assured that it will remain that way well into the future as our city continues to grow. And we don't want to be New York City. NFTA doesn't want to be MTA. But what we do want is equity, and we want fairness. And this year we got that, and I'm very happy to be a part of that. So on behalf of Speaker Cower Hastie, Governor Cuomo, and everybody who works and deliberated on this topic in Albany, we're grateful to be here today for this announcement.
Thank you so much, Madam Leader. Next, we're going to hear from Kim Minkle, the Executive Director of the NFTA, who is going to be working diligently with her team, has already begun on figuring out ways to implement this funding as expeditiously and as focused on the critical needs as possible. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, good morning. And I also wish to thank Governor Cuomo, Senator Tim Kennedy, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes for this incredible, incredible five-year capital commitment of $100 million that will be used for the much-needed improvements within our Metro Light Rail system. This investment will be transformational to our system, helping to bring it within a state of good repair. While you may not see or notice the improvements directly, you will see them on the smile of our riders' faces. Replacement of the track, the train control system, and the catenary will minimize breakdowns and train delays. Stations will be brighter as panel liners are replaced and as our escalators will run smoother with new replacements installed. This capital investment also provides operational savings. For example, with the recent replacement of just a few of our escalators, we are already seeing thousands in savings. In fact, over the next 3 years, we are projecting a 20% savings or over $500,000 just in the maintenance alone of our escalators. Finally, this capital investment helps our federal scoring under the Capital Investment Grant Program. This investment helps position Buffalo for future rail expansion into the Amherst corridor. This will provide further connectivity that is vital for the redevelopment of the city of Buffalo and all of Western New York. Western New York is very fortunate that we have Senator Tim Kennedy as the chair of the Transportation Committee and Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes and Mayor Brown, who are so invested and committed to this community. I thank them for making transit a priority and for fighting very hard for this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Okay, and last but certainly not least, actually most important, we have Robin Tajian, who is a regular rider of the Metro Rail and a City of Buffalo resident. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. It's all about the riders, ensuring that they have a system that they can depend on, that's reliable, and at the end of the day, that they rightfully deserve. And as investments, again, are happening across the state and across this country into critical infrastructure and into public transportation, we need to make sure that Western New York is getting our fair share, and that's exactly what we're doing here today, and it all revolves around the riders. And that's why it's so important that we hear from one of them today. I introduce you to Robin. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks. I am indeed a longtime rider, and during that time I've clocked in thousands of hours of waiting time in all kinds of weather and gathered enough anecdotes to at least keep my coworkers amused in what came to be known as the daily bus stories. But what we have here in the system now is poised to change and change rapidly in the near future, and we must. Every regular rider has a vision of what an ideal transit system would be, and that would most likely be, you know, a buses every 5 minutes, no need for a schedule because there's another bus, and routes going wherever we want them to go. But this commitment of funds for maintenance and repair is probably more important to the regular rider than any more visual enhancements to the rider experience because of that reliability in particular. A regular rider, for my definition here, is someone who does not have access to a vehicle. And that person is already behind the eight ball when it comes to access to opportunity. Most importantly, jobs, whether those jobs are in areas not serviced by regular routes frequently, or even in the city core, where inflexibility in hours puts an employee at a disadvantage because they can't work overtime or... Sorry.
It wasn't me this time.
Okay, it was me.
I think it's me.
Okay, yeah. That's right. This opportunity for access is also apparent in the more frivolous life forms like medical care or entertainment or shopping. So in spite of our wonderful medical campus, many physicians groups are now located outside of the city, and again, not on frequent transit routes. So this impacts quality of life for a large part of our population. It's especially profound in this city because, to my knowledge, we have quite a high percentage of non-vehicle-owning households. So a rider has to be particularly adept at managing the system we have now. And that means figuring out, calculating how many hours, sometimes hours early, you have to leave for a job or an appointment for what is probably a 15, 20 minute car ride. And calculating connection times, connections, walking, weather, traffic. The whole thing has to operate like a well-oiled machine. And if one piece of NFTA's products fails, this whole machine falls apart. And that could have serious consequences for the rider because you can only use the reason of, I'm sorry, I'm late, my bus broke down just so many times before that boss is saying, you don't even need that excuse anymore because I'm going to find somebody who can be present. So anything you can do to make this system more reliable is a huge win for riders, but it's an even bigger win for the region, because young people are now expecting the city of the future to have what is a given in many places already be in place, that which is environmentally sound, that which enables them not to have to have the financial burden of a car. Our image, unfortunately, in this area of public transit is, I will use it until I have enough money for a car, which is 180 degrees from where we need to be in the future, which is, I don't need a car, I don't want a car, it's a burden, I can get wherever I need to go on public transit. And so, like so many people have said, if you build it, they will come, but you cannot wait for them to come to build it.
Well done. Thank you. Thank you again, Robin. Thank you for being here and sharing those thoughts with us. That concludes our conversation this morning. We're opening it up to any questions, if you have any, before we take a tour.
Can you just give Robin's spelling of her first
It's R-O-B-I-N-T-A-S-H-J-I-A-N.
How do you pronounce that?
Tashjian.
Right? Anything else? Okay, thanks everybody. We'll head over. We're going to follow Kim Minkle in the NFTA.
Sure.
Sure.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.